When they came up out of the pipeworks, they stripped off their boots and slickers and hurried out into Plummer Square, where they flopped down on a bench and burst into furious talk.
"Someone got there before us," said Lina.
Dune said,
"He was walking slowly when he went in, as if he was looking for something, and he walked fast when he came out,
as if he'd found something. What was it? I can't stand not to know."
Dune jumped up. He paced back and forth in front of the bench.
"But how did he get the key?"
he asked.
"Did he find instructions like the ones you found? And how did he get into the pipeworks? I don't think he works there."
"There's something familiar about the way he walks," said Lina. "But I don't know why."
"Well, anyhow, he opened that door and we can't," said Dune. "If it does go somewhere, if it does lead out of Ember, he'll be telling the whole city pretty soon. He'll be a hero."
Dune sat down again.
"If he's found the way out, we'll be glad, of course," he said glumly. "Doesn't matter who finds it, as long as it helps the city."
"That's right," Lina said.
"It's just that I thought we were going to find it," said Dune.
"Yes,"
Lina said, thinking how grand it would have been to stand before all of Ember, announcing their discovery. They sat without talking for a while, lost in their own thoughts. A man pulling a cart full of wood scraps went by. A woman leaned from a lighted window on Gappery Street and called out to some boys playing in the square below. A couple of guards in their red and brown uniforms ambled across the square, laughing. The town clock rang out six deep booms that Lina could feel like shudders beneath her ribs. Dune said,
"I guess what we do now is wait to see if there's an announcement."
"I guess so," said Lina.
"Maybe that door is nothing special after all," said Dune. "Maybe it's just an old unused supply closet."
But Lina wasn't ready to believe that. Maybe it wasn't the door out of Ember, but it was a mystery nevertheless. A mystery connected, she was sure, to the bigger mystery they were trying to solve.